It's 5 o'clock Wednesday. Welcome to Joyful Echo with Jean and Kathleen on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, where we gather together as sisters in friendship to echo God's love. Now here are your hosts, Jean and Kathleen.
Hello, ladies. Welcome. This is Kathleen.
Hey, ladies. This is Jean. Welcome to the show, Joyful Echo. We love being here with y'all.
We do. Every single week, we just love it. And I know this week, Jean, you have a powerful echo to share.
I do. I have
can't
a
wait
big
to get
surprise.
To it.
Yeah. And last week, Kathleen brought some bread, homemade bread, and it's going to work well with my talk today. I love how the Holy Spirit does that.
We don't coordinate those things.
We do not.
He does.
Girls, we really don't coordinate anything.
But he does.
It is by your prayers and the grace of God that we are here. And we say that is the truth for sure. But my echo that I'm going to share with Kathleen and you all was an incredible blessing. Sometimes God has this way with me where he drops things in my lap, doesn't he, Kathleen?
Yes, he does.
We've got Alan Ames coming back in March, just to give y'all a heads up.
We'll talk more about him and his ministry.
Yes, but that was another drop in the lap two weeks ago. And this was another one, and I have to tell y'all, our whole family was sick this past Christmas. We all got the big, huge virus, right?
The newest one.
The newest one.
The trendy one.
The trendy one, and I've had both of them now, so I am really trendy. I am trendy, and I am now full of sass. So
there you go.
It's one of the side effects, girls. So we were in the middle of all this in our home, and all of a sudden, I get this text message from this beautiful woman who reached out to Mary's Women of Joy last year, and she is the helper or the administrator for a beautiful woman by the name of Pachi Talbot. Pachi Talbot has received apparitions from Our Lady, and I will tell you a little bit about that. But she came and spoke a year ago to Mary's Women of Joy, and she had texted me and said, Jean, can she come back to Mary's Women of Joy? I said, well, we're not meeting. And she said, well, she'll come to your home. And I'm they're sick with the virus. I'm like, really, Lord? You're dropping this one in my lap, and I don't really feel like it. But I said, all right.
Right. It was going to be after your quarantine time.
Sure. Oh, no, we'll bring it during quarantine.
Yeah.
No, but it was after all of that, and we were well and good. And so she had come and visited my home with a lot of my family and friends, and we all sat around and listened to her beautiful story. And Kathleen was going to come, but the Lord had other plans with her that day, and thanks be to God, we always...
Yes, he did. So I got a call, or actually my husband did, got word that our oldest daughter, who is a Dominican sister with the Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, she was going to be flying through Charlotte, and her plane out of Charlotte was going to be delayed. So there was going to be this nice little layover in Charlotte, and we could go down and have lunch with her at the airport. If I had been at Jean's, which was my original plan, I would have had my phone on silent, and I would have missed that opportunity to see our daughter. So he was providing.
That's right.
If you miss good things, ladies, you think, oh, I want to be there for that, but somehow it's just not going to work today, trust that he is providing for you in some other way.
You are lacking nothing, Psalm 23.
Nope. That's so okay. I'm going to hear about Pachi's visit
For the first time,
just like you all. Yep.
Right now. So a little bit about Pachi. She's probably in her 50s. I hope you are, Pachi. If not, if you're younger, I'm sorry. But she was a runway model. She's from Ecuador and live in the high life. She was sharing her story. Her parents were separated. She was far from God, far from God. And in August of 28th, 1988, Our Lady, while she was sleeping, came to her in her room, very bright, bright, bright light, very beautiful, and spoke to her and asked her to start praying and told her not to be afraid, that she needed her prayers for priests, for the world, for peace in the world. And this is approved. Pachi was speaking just recently at St. Matthew's Church, and she is traveling all over the United States right now. But she wanted to stop by my house and speak. And so I'm going to share some of the things that she had shared with all of us that will bring you hope, that's going to bring you joy, and that's going to bring you peace. And that's really what Our Lady's messages are. And Our Lady, for always, if you look at the history of her apparition. The Lord always sends our mother to give us hope. And this is very much documented in the church. Mm-hmm. So I invite you to look at further apparitions such as Fatima, Medjugorje, Lourdes, Our Lady of Guadalupe. And she always starts off with, "Do not be afraid." Doesn't that remind you of our sweet latest, John Paul II, "Do not be afraid"? So she came to my home and she just reinforced what we had already been doing and practicing, but with greater fervor. But the first thing she said that she said, for our times, what we're very much lacking is awareness. Mm. Awareness. Awareness of our eternal destination.
Yes, that supernatural reality.
And mm-hmm. she spoke to nowhere in time in the history of mankind has this lack of awareness been so prevalent as of ours. Mm. And so many people are losing their soul based on the material goods of this world and what the world is speaking instead of their eternal salvation.
Right. It doesn't necessarily mean that everybody is rich, because you might be thinking, well, I'm not like that. I'm not pursuing all the material things. But are we, and to what extent are we, prioritizing things that are of this world?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So she said we need to be praying for a greater awareness, which I love that word, awareness. Where am I today with the Lord? What is important in my life? How is my prayer life? Mm-hmm. How is my prayer life? Is it daily? And it really needs to be. Mm-hmm. She also said, and I think this is very true, she said the demons in the world are rampant. They're just rampant. There's nothing to be afraid of with that. If we are living a life of grace, a life of grace. So she reinforced how we can do that, how we can live this life of grace. And I have to say, thinking from me, what was the one thing that struck me? There were several, but things that we only have a little bit of time here, right? Mm-hmm. Was fasting. Mm. She really spoke about the power of fasting. In our last show, we spoke about mothers carrying the cross of a child that is wayward.
Right.
And sometimes the cross, we're spinning in the cross instead of moving forward with our Lord for the goal of the victory of carrying that cross. She said that fasting will absolutely, you want to make headway in the spiritual world. She said fasting with intention. Picking one day of the week that you fast. My day is Wednesday. But picking it with intention. She says, not a diet. A diet is not fasting.
Right. And I think we've all fallen into that. I should only speak for myself. I know I have fallen into that at different times, especially around Lent, where I think, I don't think these words, but it's basically like, oh, I could kill two birds with one stone. I could drop a couple pounds and I'm also...
No, like, that is not fasting.
Nope. Mm-mm.
And she clarified that. And it made me laugh because Wednesdays I regularly fast and I generally offer up my breakfast or something, but I don't do it with intention. And halfway through the day, I'm like, oh, this isn't so bad. I'll just offer this as a fast.
Right.
No, I mean, it's a reality
that's
check.
Not what that's she's not, talking about.
No. So now I understand fully what God is asking of fasting. One day on bread and water. Mm-hmm. It is the ideal fast, and you can make your bread like you did, Kathleen, for us. But when you fast, you wake up in the morning, you're like, Lord, I'm giving you this day. Break everything in my family that cannot say Jesus Christ is Lord. Bring my children back if that's what's on your heart. This is how we stay close to the Lord. And she said that Our Lady told her, when you fast, you can stop and avert war, natural disasters. Mm-hmm. The demons flee from your family. So ladies, today I'm saying to you, this little offering of once a week, pick that day. Be intentional. Say, Lord, I, as the mother, the partner with my husband, who's the head of the household and have authority over my children, I offer bread and water today, fasting in the spiritual realm to save my family, keep the demons away. And it works. Mm-hmm. It's powerful and effective. And this is what Our Lady is saying in Medjugorje. She said it in many of her apparitions, but she's saying it to Pachi under the title of Our Lady, a guardian of the faith.
Well, and our Lord said it If you remember when he was up on the Mount of Transfiguration and he comes down and some of his apostles were down there where there was a man's son who was possessed by demons and they had been praying
for
this boy to be released from the demons and it wasn't working and they were asking our Lord, what did we do?
Right.
And he said, some of these demons, it's only prayer and fasting.
Yes.
And so, you know, when you think about fasting, and I will be the first to admit, it does not come naturally to me at all.
No, it's not our nature.
At all. Mm-mm. And those temptations throughout the day on the fasting day just increase. But if you think about the temptations, like spiritual sweat, you know, when you're working out, when you're running, when you're, you know, exercising hard, your body will sweat. Those toxins are coming out of your body. So those temptations on a day where you're fasting, those temptations, that's like spiritual sweat. Mm. All the things that you desire that are of this world and not truly eternal, they're being purged out of your soul. Your soul is sweating them out. It's good. It's good for you to work up that sweat. And no one in the history of the world has ever fasted on bread and water for a day and they died.
No.
Like, you know, you died that you couldn't make it because you didn't have something else besides bread and water for that one day. So even though you might think in your mind, oh, I'm not going to make it. You will make it.
You will make it. And she said, everybody is called to fast. And if you're truly sick, I hear some friends say to me, oh, I can't handle it. My blood sugar drops. I'm like, oh, you can handle it. Get over yourself.
There are carbs in the bread that will keep your blood sugar going.
That's right. But truly very ill, she said, there is something else you can offer on that day of fasting, but it needs to be difficult.
Yeah. And the Lord will provide in those situations, in those rare situations. But most of us are not there.
No, we're not there. And so, okay, I thought, all right, all of us that were there were like, okay, we need to hold each other accountable because this is what the Lord is saying. This is what is missing. We're trying to skip out on fasting.
Right.
But if it can alleviate war, if it can bring peace, stop natural disasters, and protect your family, the demons flee because it's an act of humility, then wow, why not, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
You will grow.
You'll grow
spiritually.
In this. Well, this is what she said. The first virtue that when you are fasting is self-control.
Of course.
She said everything comes into order. She goes, your intelligence, your mind comes into order, your body, your will, and your desire. First thing comes in perfect order when you practice fasting. So you're in union with the Lord in perfect will. Mm-hmm. It's self-control. Hey, that's the first path to happiness right there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because the alternative to self-control is being out of control.
Out of control.
Out of control.
So this fasting is very powerful, very powerful. So that really hit me. Then she went and spoke about the Holy Rosary, which I've heard several talks on the Holy Rosary. But
I would imagine you've heard more than a few.
Yes. And ladies, I'm telling you right now, in our human nature, I say the Rosary now daily, and it's not very good sometimes full of distraction. But we keep saying the Rosary because she said this is the weapon. This is the weapon that will save the world because it is this, our beautiful mama knowing her son's story. And it was so cute because she said, how many women here have sons? And when someone asks you about their son, you are just willing to tell them everything. Well, she said, it's like that with our Holy Mother. She wants to show us something. Last week, you had said, Kathleen, you saw something different in the Jesus lost in the temple.
Right.
You've probably prayed that several times.
That mystery of the Rosary, absolutely.
And now you were seeing
something
different.
New. Mm-hmm.
And Mary always has something new to share just with us individually, just for us about her son that is new. And the Rosary, she said, she helps us do this. And this is the beautiful thing that Our Lady told her.
And Jean, let's hold on to that because we need to go to break.
Okay.
So ladies,
there's so much here, ladies.
Please come back.
Yes.
Come back and join us for the rest of Joyful Echo and find out what Pachi had to say about the Rosary.
Yes.
AM 1270 Catholic Radio Charlotte on the Carolina Catholic Radio Network. On air, online, and on the new Carolina Catholic Radio mobile app. Get involved and connect. Learn, love, and live your faith. CarolinaCatholicRadio.org.
Hello, this is Carolyn Klicka, relationship coach with Abounding Joy, a new feature on Carolina Catholic Radio. Our marriage and other relationships are so important to our peace and happiness. Are you struggling with conflicts that just continue to escalate? Are you dealing with anger, fear, or just feel like you need to find new solutions? I'll share some godly principles on how you can resolve relationship and inner conflicts, create agreements, and move into the peace and joy that God wants for you. Discover greater freedom and healing through insights about the truth of who we are and what God is asking of us. Join me daily for 2 minutes of insight and encouragement for your heart and your relationships. This is Carolyn Klicka with Abounding Joy. Visit me at AboundingJoyMinistry.com. Listen in and discover why today I choose joy.
Hello, I'm Elsie Spady, the host of Healed and Restored. My show is dedicated to making a difference in people's lives by showing them how the healing of the body, mind, and spirit is possible and available to all God's broken children. I invite you to tune in every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. Each week, I invite a different guest, and together we discuss all the different facets of healing. Thank you for tuning in and for supporting the work at Carolina Catholic Radio. God bless.
Hello, ladies. Welcome back to Joyful Echo. I'm Kathleen. Jean and I were just talking about the power of the rosary, how Pachi, who's a beautiful, beautiful sister in Christ from Ecuador, was in her home, was sharing about the power of fasting for your family, for peace in the world, what a powerful weapon it is against the demons who prowl throughout the world, seeking the ruin of souls, right? Yes. We pray that in the Creed. And then, Jean, you were about to share one specific thing that she was talking about in regards to the rosary.
Well, when she was teaching us about the rosary, and we've all heard teachings about the rosary, she was speaking about Mary and what Mary does and how so personal she is as a mother to us. She's not a mother of judgment. She's a mother of mercy. Mm. She is our mother given to us by Jesus from the cross. And she said yes to this. She takes the job very seriously. she stands firm.
And it comes from her heart.
Her heart.
Yes.
So when Mary is speaking with Pachi and sharing with her about the rosary in a motherly way, it's so beautiful. She says that every time we say the Hail Mary on the rosary, she takes our request to her son so beautifully, and she says our name with the request. Mm. Jean. Jesus. Here's Jean is needing this. Jean, how beautiful mm-hmm. is that? Mm-hmm. And what I love is that these roses that we give her, the health of the roses is based on the state of our soul. Mm. So the vision, she said, when we are in a state of grace, which we know, ladies, when we're not, we go to confession real quick and we get back into this state of grace.
Right. Restored.
Restored. Mm-hmm. That rose is beautiful. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. when we're lukewarm, see, there's mm-hmm. no lukewarmness in heaven. You are either for Jesus or you're not. Right. There's no straddling. Mm-hmm. Jesus even speaks about lukewarmness. He's going to spit you out.
Yeah.
It's not real pretty.
Like vomit.
Yeah.
That's what it says in Scripture.
So there's no lukewarmness, people. Lukewarmness doesn't get you into heaven. Mm-hmm. It's a wilted rose.
Yeah.
She presents it to her son, but it is wilted.
But I have to say, ladies, too, if you're thinking, oh, I don't want to give a wilted rose, I just won't pray the rosary then.
Oh, no, 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 no.
No, a wilted rose
will lead you to a beautiful rose.
That's right. A wilted rose is better than no rose. How many of us have gotten little wilty, whatever kind of flowers from our kids, and we love them.
We love them.
Because it's given with love.
And dirty little hands.
That's
cute,
right.
Little, sweet little chunky hands.
She
yes.
knows. She yes. knows that that's what you have to give right now. So I just want to caution anyone who thinks, well, I don't want to do that. I just will wait to pray the rosary until I'm in a better state.
Grace work makes us in a better state. Ladies, we can't do that. Mm-hmm. That's ungodly self-reliance.
That's right.
It's a way of thinking that's just not truth. But then she said, if you are not in a state of grace and you're really far and you pick up, she will accept those dead roses because that's what they are. They're dead. Mm-hmm. And she will present them to the sun. And from that suffering comes grace for mm-hmm. your soul, to revive your soul. We need constantly revision in ourselves, a new life,
yes.
new beginning.
And he is the one who makes all things new.
He's the one. So I thought that was really beautiful. And that the rosary, ladies, it's stamina. The rosary, you can start small.
Mm-hmm.
1 decade.
Mm-hmm.
1 decade. And let grace build the next decade.
And maybe you're not even at a decade, ladies. Maybe it's just one Hail Mary.
That's right.
And you know, these, for especially for our non-Catholic listeners, if you're thinking, oh, I don't want to pray into Mary, these are the words that the angel Gabriel spoke to
Mary.
Her.
Yeah.
So you can pray them in confidence.
In confidence. In great confidence. And that's when, you know, we were talking last week on the show when I kind of felt, when I was listening to her, I'm thinking, oh, there's a some people in my family are not saying the rosary. I started to get panicked. And that's when the Lord said, Jean, stay close to me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You keep your joy. You keep your peace. I will make sure.
Mm-hmm. I will take care of them.
I will take care of
them. That's right. He is the one. We talked mm-hmm. about this last week. He is the good shepherd. We are not the good shepherd. He's the good shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
So as the good shepherd, he's the one who will leave the 99
right.
to go and search. We can't think. We're the sheep.
That's right.
I cannot think as a sheep, oh, I'm going to go jump the fence and find one of the... No.
So it was really beautiful about saying, and I thought, and I have great consolation. I said, okay, we're going to, as mom, when we have our family dinner, okay, let's gather and let's say a decade of mm-hmm. the rosary
mm-hmm.
and be at peace with that and let the Lord grow it after that. But I do know the promises, and that's what I hold dear to. And she said, it is the weapon. It will yeah. change the world, and it will keep demons away from your family.
Mm-hmm.
It is the spiritual. See, we don't fight against human flesh.
Right. That's what Scripture says.
Mm-hmm. In Scripture, it is another realm, girls, that we cannot see. In our creed, we believe in what we see and what is unseen.
That's right. Visible and invisible.
Mm-hmm. And how do you fight the invisible? With what heaven says to fight with, because heaven
yes.
knows,
yes.
not us. Mm-hmm. And it is fasting, the rosary. She speaks about daily mass. If we knew Mass, what was really happening on the altar with Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity coming into the bread. We should have lines. She said there should be masses 24 hours a day at one church.
Right.
But we stay away because we're afraid.
Mm-hmm.
The one
mm-hmm.
thing she said about fear, and I really want to speak to the girls about this, if you are afraid, that is an indicator that you're moving far from God. There is no fear with God because love casts out all fear. Just like when you are lactose intolerant and you have ice cream and your body starts speaking a language, it's the same in the spiritual realm. If you have anxiety and fear, don't run from God. Run closer to Him, because it is not from the Lord. Fear does not. Jesus did suffer agony in the garden, but He showed us what to do with it. He sanctified it with going to our Father, praying to Him, and God will minister to us and send us peace. Very beautiful. The last thing she spoke about, several things, but the other thing she talked about was our sufferings, and I thought this was very beautiful. Pachi had suffered tremendously with the loss of her two brothers suddenly in tragic accidents, both of them.
I did hear her when she spoke the last time that she visited our diocese, and she spoke about that. It was real grief.
Real grief. It was
real grief. Don't think that, oh, well, Our Lady appears to her. She must just have unicorns and rainbows all the time.
No. So Our Lady came to her one day and offered her a very beautiful basket. She said, you can't describe it because it was heavenly, filled with roses. And Our Lady asked her, would you like to give your suffering into this basket? And what she taught us was that sometimes we're real comfortable in the suffering and we don't want to offer it to the Lord. And He will not take it. He will let us have it because we know, she said, control. We like to control.
Yeah.
And sometimes we feel we can control our suffering. So she gave her little sufferings, and then she was holding on to one in her heart. She was tempted to stay in that control. And here she sees Our Lady, right? And she's tempted to stay in control. This is how, wow, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she gives her final wound to Our Lady and puts it in this beautiful basket of roses. And then Our Lady takes her hand, and who does she come to? Jesus. And she sees our Lord. She sees our Lord like Kathleen and I are seeing each other right now. And our Lord gets off the cross, and he shows her his wounds. And Blessed Mother gives Jesus this beautiful bowl filled with these wounds, and Jesus takes every one of them individually and puts them in his wounds. And then he offers these wounds to the Father. The Father sees them as a beautiful offering, and guess what happens? He pours grace upon the world. Grace, and Pachi was able to see the souls that were being saved by her suffering. And she said, there are many rooms in heaven. She says, this is true when Jesus tells us this. And she said, we will, when we die, Jesus will open the door and show us when we offer our suffering to the Lord. He transforms that suffering into grace. We partner with our Lord, and he saves souls, and we will see that. And she said she finally understood the mystical body of Christ. She understood the value of suffering. It is not wasteful.
No.
There's purpose behind it. If you've done everything you can to be healed, asking Jesus to heal you, you are suffering physically, and it's not happening the way you wanted, this is an incredible golden moment to give it to the Lord. Put it in the side of Jesus, in his wounds, and he will offer it and transform it for the Father and give you a gift too. You will not be abandoned in the suffering, and this is what she taught us. Very powerful. A lot of souls are being lost right now, girls, and you're suffering, no matter if it's sitting in traffic.
Right. It's your intention. Going back to what you were saying about fasting.
Yes.
Making it intentional.
Right.
You know, being able to say, Lord, I give this inconvenience to you. You know, even if it's not something that's a big suffering, like being stuck in traffic, like you said.
That's right. And ladies, we have heard this several times, but we need to hear it again. We need to hear it again. Mary has come to our earth several times saying the same message, because we are so in need of hearing these beautiful promises over and over again. She spoke for 2 hours solid, and there's so much more, and we all heard something that we needed to hear, and I don't have the time, but those are the main points that I wanted to bring to you women today that you could benefit. The one last thing she said is that we are all chosen for this time to be armies, soldiers for Our Lady, to bring peace to the world. We need to be bringing peace and joy and the promises of salvation to people. People need to hear this. This is our job. Don't stay in your holy huddles. Get out there with the world.
You need to offer your own joyful echo.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
All right, Jean, this is our time for prayer.
Yes.
This is our time when we are going to come together, ladies, bring our intentions before the Lord, really rest in the truth of what we've just been talking about, asking the Lord to bless that truth, to really cement it in our hearts and give us the graces that we need to live that truth. All right. I had a particular scripture passage that came to mind, Jean, as you were talking about fear. So we can start there if you're all right with that.
Oh, yes. Okay. Let's move with the Spirit.
We begin as we begin all things in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The short passage that we're going to pray is from the first letter of St. John, not the gospel, but the first letter of St. John, and it's chapter 4. And it starts with verse 17. In this is love brought to perfection among us, that we have confidence on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. And so one who fears is not yet perfect in love.
We love because he first loved us.
Mm. Lord, we just thank you for those words that you first loved us. And we ask for the grace to be able to receive that anointing right now. Those words that are casting out fear in our hearts today, for anybody that is listening, Lord, just let those words resonate in their spirit and cast away far from them the spirit of fear, Lord, and fill them overflowing with your love, your fatherly love that does not condemn, but strengthens us, shows us ever so gently where we need to follow more of his ways. There's no shame with you, Lord. No shame. Fear and shame go together. And Lord Jesus, we just ask that you take authority of any shame that any woman is feeling right now. The enemy has been speaking to her, chattering to her way too long, Lord. And we just ask that you cast that shame far away from her to the foot of your cross for you to judge that. And then fill her with your love, your gentle, warm love.
Yes, and to know and live in the truth that we are not at our judgment. There is going to be a time of judgment, particular judgment for each individual person. But ladies, if you are breathing right now,
right,
you are not in that time.
Right.
You are in a time of mercy.
That's right.
And you
Thank
are
you,
being
Jesus.
Showered with God's love.
Thank you, Father. And and sometimes the Holy Spirit convicts our heart when we need to change. And that's okay, girls.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
But you want him to convict your heart. And he doesn't do it with guilt. He does it. He's so ever so gentle. He wants you. He convicts our heart where we beg him, Lord, change me.
Yes.
And we just pray for that grace to come upon us now. Because we do need to, maybe there's some changes we do need to make. And that's okay.
That's right. He's giving you an invitation.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, thank you for the invitation to accept your love, to be receptive to all the graces and the mercy that you're offering. And if that means that our life is going to be different after we accept your love, Lord, please give us the courage to know that that different life is better.
That's right.
That's why you're inviting us and calling us to it, because it's better.
And Lord, if there's any woman out there that doesn't really know you, she knows maybe about you, but she doesn't know you. She doesn't know your gaze. She doesn't know your voice. We just invite all of those women to just take a time out and tell the Lord that, and that you want to know him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That you want to know his saving power in your life, where you can walk in complete freedom with peace and joy and no fear.
Yes.
It is a promise. It is a promise from our Lord, and he's faithful.
Yes, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Blessed Mother, for being with us and for Pachi. Just protect her as she goes and spreads the message of love and the goodness of your mother's heart and her son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Oh boy.
I tell you, girls, we get here and the Holy Spirit just, we love him. He is so good to us.
And he takes us on a ride.
He does. And we are healed when we do this. We are touched. We are anointed.
Yes.
We begin again because we fall.
Oh, yes.
All the time.
Yes, yes. I tell my children, when I'm in the confession line, I'm not just holding up the wall. Like, there is a reason
yes.
that I am there.
That's right.
So it is not perfection.
Yeah.
There is no perfection going on here except to the extent that the Lord is working through us. That's
right.
It.
And we are learning, we
yes.
are practicing, and we are beginning again. So
Absolutely.
Invite, come with us on this journey, girls.
Yes.
And pray for us. We need someone to do our marketing.
Yes, we do.
Love you, girls. Thank you for spending time with us and blessing us with just listening.
Yes, tune in again next week on Wednesdays at 5 o'clock for the latest episode of Joyful Echo.